Armadoxy for today, Nebraska and Sasnashen. Kahanai Givzhovurt are the first words of the Requiem Hymn of the Armenian Church. The words translate to the priests and the people, referring to a gathering of those who remember the dead in prayer. There I was singing these words in the middle of Nebraska, of all places. There we were, the priest and the people, in solemn remembrance of 17 men who perished 60 years ago on that day, September 2nd, 1958. I was singing the hymn, but this gathering was not in any Armenian church, far from one. We were standing in the middle of America, in Bellevue, Nebraska, near the Offutt Air Force Base. The gathering, 60 years ago, at the height of the Cold War, a United States Air Force C-130 was shot down over the skies of the Soviet Union. The plane crashed in the village of Nerkin Sasnashen, Armenia, about 60 kilometers northwest of Yerevan. I sang the hymn in Armenian, and no one in the audience understood the language. Yet everyone knew very well what was happening. We were connecting as people. We were uniting the remote village of Sasnashen with Bellevue. Armenia was uniting with Nebraska. And all of this to attest that a group of men were united with eternity. I have to admit, I had never heard of this shoot-down incident until then. I grew up during the Cold War, fearing the worst with duck-and-take-cover drills executed in our school hallways on a regular basis. But who knew that the Cold War was being played out with a shoot-down over Armenia? We should have known, for in fact, this major international incident was the most publicized confrontation between the Soviet Union and the United States military during the Cold War. On September 2, 1958, four Soviet MiG-17 pilots attacked and shot down an unarmed U.S. reconnaissance aircraft after its crew inadvertently flew into Soviet airspace over Armenia. 17 United States Air Force airmen were killed in the crash at Sasnashen. The incident was covered up until the breakup of the Soviet Union, and then some, when the remains of the C-130, 60528 crew were excavated from the crash site and interred on the 40th anniversary of the shoot-down, with a headstone identifying the members of the crew at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Fortunately, the details of the incident, the cover-up, the years of denial, the reconciling with the facts up to the present day, have been meticulously documented by a man named Larry Tart and have been published in his book, The Price of Vigilance: Attacks on American Surveillance Flights. Mr. Tart wrote to both Eastern and Western Dioceses of the Armenian Church for assistance in commemorating the 60th anniversary of the shoot-down. Archbishop Hovnan Derderian, the primate of the Western Diocese, assigned me to this event. As mentioned, the incident was news to me. However, not for long. After a few conversations with Mr. Tart, I was asked to offer the keynote address for the commemoration at the Air Force Base in Nebraska. This invitation was a true honor for me on many levels. As a priest, I was there to offer a prayer and a reflection. However, it was a personal experience that connected me directly to this story, to the story that was unfolding in front of me. You see, my father was a veteran of the Korean War. I remember vividly, to this day, the overwhelming emotions that surged in me when at his funeral in 1991, military personnel presented the flag of the United States of America to my mother. And the military man said, "On behalf of the President of the United States, the United States Army, and the grateful nation, Please accept this flag as a symbol of our appreciation for your husband's honorable and faithful service. I remember being moved to tears when realizing that great men are defined by the sacrifices they make. People in service to others truly define greatness. In the church, we speak of martyrdom as an expression of sacrifice. As a priest, I share the gospel of Christ and his words, "Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." While Jesus refers to his own death in this passage, he also gives an opportunity for us to understand our service and sacrifice to others. It was the expression and that devotion and sacrifice that was moving the direction of the message I wanted to share that evening. Even more, as an Armenian, I wanted to also emphasize the diverse set of circumstances which have contributed to Armenian history and to the events of the shootdown. As history will attest, Armenia and Armenians are often caught in the middle of battles, not by their own choosing. In 1958, leading to this incident, the United States Air Force plane took off from a base in eastern Turkey, that is, occupied Armenia. The plane was shot down over Armenia, occupied by the Soviets. And yes, the plane was shot down, ironically, by a MiG-17, named after Migoyan. Just like countless times throughout history, once again, Armenians are only the bystanders to this particular page in history. Nevertheless, Armenians have a message to share that can lead to healing. And that was what I wanted to share with this group. Join me tomorrow on Armadoxy for Today as we continue this story of the shootdown in Sasnashen on this short 4-part mini-series of daily messages.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.